In this unit, we'll be talking about risk management. First of all, we're called to identify our exposure to risk. So what are the potential areas of your business, whether it's the reputation of your business, or you've got too much debt, or you've got a product that's faulty, whatever it is, all of these different areas are potential areas of risk that could create hazards, potentially even shutting down your business. One lawsuit could shut down your business if you're not protected. And so what does the Bible say about this? Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, Jesus said, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves." And so Jesus recognized that there's risk. So, and especially in business as marketplace Christians who have been entrusted with the things that God has, and really this is a holy, sacred matter. The things that we've been entrusted with in business, again, are no less holy than any responsibilities you've been entrusted with through your local church. And I mean, really, you are an extension of your local church in the marketplace. And there's risk involved because we're out in the marketplace. You are coming in contact with wolves. You are coming in contact with threats to the life of your business. And so Jesus is saying that I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. And so in this particular unit, we're going to really focus on this aspect of being shrewd as serpents and understanding how that relates to risk management. And so we need to make sure that we are covered, that we are careful, that we are good stewards, that we are protected, and that we have first of all identified the areas in our business where there may be potential risk exposure. And that's what we're going to dive into in this unit. So one way that we can minimize, after we've identified the areas of exposure to risk in our business, which again, it could be, you've got a product that is, that people are, could potentially be injured by, or you have, people that, or organizations that would want to attack your company on social media to harm your reputation. There are all kinds of areas you could get sued by employees, disgruntled employees, as a result of something that happened while they were working there. Maybe just no fault of your own, just that they just have bad attitudes and they want to kind of misery loves company kind of a situation. So we're going to get into some ways that we can manage those sorts of areas of risk. And so plan wisely. This is what the Bible says, and this is one way that we can manage the risks that are inevitable out in the marketplace. Jesus said, "For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?" So potentially there are areas of your business where you need insurance, where if you were to get sued or that, you know, somebody got hurt or whatever the case is, and I mean, you could potentially lose everything without that insurance in place. And so this is just one way, planning and making sure that you're covered in these various areas. And planning is a very godly thing. Isaiah 32 verse 8 says, "But the noble man devises noble plans, and by noble plans he stands." And so if you're an entrepreneur and you're thinking about launching out and you're working toward launching out on a new startup or with a new invention, and these are all things that I'm involved in as well, there are certain risks involved with that. And one of the ways that you can mitigate those risks is by planning and assessing the various threats, the various things that could potentially, if you just will plan, you will just greatly minimize and you'll be ready whenever those challenges come, whenever those adversities inevitably come. And people that have already gone down that path, they can help you plan. They can't help you foresee everything, but there are certain things, especially for those who have been down that path more than once, they can help you anticipate some of those things that are going to happen so that you can take the proper precautions. And with risk management, I would also encourage you to guard your reputation. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1 says, "A good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold." So be proactive about guarding your company's reputation and your personal reputation as a business leader, as a business manager. And because your name, I mean, you need to be concerned about your reputation, your branding. We talked about that in a previous unit on marketing, because again, we're trying to make disciples. This is what we're called to do. And when your company, when people don't perceive that they are imitating Christ, or if they are to imitate you, that they are imitating Christ and you're not giving a good reflection, they ultimately will assume that the body of Christ, that Jesus just doesn't look very good, and they don't want what we have as Christians. And so we need to be very concerned in making sure that we are guarding our reputation. That involves responding to and being proactive about customer complaints, and particularly when they show up in your inbox or over the phone, before they reach out to, you know, Facebook and start posting nasty articles on Google and different things like that, that start to really tarnish the reputation. Because some people, they'll do it just, you know, out of spite. You know, they just kind of live for that. And you're really not the only one that has had to suffer the consequences of their own insecurity, where they just try to, you know, you work your whole, you know, your family, you build a company with your family and spend decades doing it, pouring your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And then somebody, they just didn't like your product or something like that, and now they're just going to go rip you to shreds on social media, and they couldn't care less. Because they never built anything and they don't understand. And so I'm not necessarily talking about those kinds of complaints, because some of those people, you know, they have a term associated with them. They're called trolls, and they're just kind of the ones that just live under the bridge, and they try to just kind of nitpick it at people because they don't have anything better going on. But then you have other customers that have very legitimate complaints, and it is very important that you respond to those in a timely manner. And that is one of your greatest opportunities to be remarkable to your customers and to your clients, is in those moments, view those as opportunities, not as inconveniences, but as opportunities to really win over a client. And I've had that happen many, many times in my company, where there was something that maybe just didn't go exactly right, and that just presented an opportunity to correct the situation, but then also to put in other measures that just really wowed them. It's like, wow, I ended up improving my business significantly as a result of somebody voicing something that I just really never would have known about had they not expressed their distaste for it or their complaint about how they had been served. And so also manage your company's reputation on the internet. So Google your company, and don't do this in a vain sort of a way to see, you know, what kind of, you know, just do it, have the right heart about it, but monitor your company's reputation on the internet. So if people are posting nasty things about you on the Better Business Bureau website or on their, you know, Facebook page or wherever, make sure that you are engaging with those comments, even if they're trolls. I mean, because that's out there for everybody to see, and it's a sad thing, but people will be influenced by what some of those trolls say if there are enough of them. And that's also where you can really encourage your satisfied and happy customers to go on and leave reviews for your company to help kind of balance out that ratio? Because when people see, people at this point in the age of the internet, they understand that some people are just going to troll every chance they get, and they're just going to kind of try to tear down other companies and people that are doing, really making an impact in the world. And they feel like that's their way to make an impact, is just to kind of tear people down. But they don't, they just don't really value your name. They couldn't value your good name, which is to be desired more than great wealth. They just couldn't care less. But you care, and you really should care, because you are reflecting the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another way to manage your risk, debt, and making sure that you are staying out of debt. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. So as a company, you don't want your company becoming a slave to lenders, because that is going to greatly restrict and inhibit the opportunities and the options that you have as a company when your cash flow gets tied up in having to repay debts. And so don't use debt as a bailout. I mean, you really need to focus on how to limit and reduce your expenses. I mean, just looking for any ways that you can cut back, and more importantly, to increase revenue. You don't want your people to have this idea that, well, just because we're not really doing the business now, we can expect to get laid off and be without jobs. That's just going to destroy morale. The real focus should be on, yes, managing costs, but not cutting your costs to the bone of cutting down on your people that depend on those jobs, and that you need that morale. You need them to know that this is a safe place to work, and that their job is not, that they don't have to worry about whether they're going to be able to feed their family just because the company isn't doing well. But really focus on ways that you can increase revenue. So while debt really shouldn't be used as a bailout, potentially debt could be used to expand capacity. Ideally, you'd be able to fund that with cash flow, but sometimes some of those machines are just so incredibly expensive, and some of those factories, that the cash flow just isn't available. When you have the demand has been there over a certain period of time that's been sustainable. You know that demand isn't going anywhere, at least for the foreseeable future, and that it may make good sense to go ahead and invest in that new machine to expand your capacity. Another way to manage your risk for your company is to diversify your assets and diversify what you're doing in your company. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 2 says, give portions to seven, yes to eight, for you do not know what disaster may come upon the land. So even though you're doing, I mean, I'm in the book publishing industry, and so there have been a lot of threats to the printed books, and so that's why I certainly need to make sure that we are making sure that our authors' books are published as ebooks, and that we are understanding and staying in tune with what's happening and the shifts in our industry, and that's what enables us to innovate. Because some of those industry changes are presenting a risk to your profitability, maybe not today, but a year down the road. And so there, look for other opportunities, other profit centers in your business that could potentially be used to increase revenue. But do it in a way that's not going to compromise your brand. It could mean that you need to start another brand. And that's been a strategy that's used by many very successful companies, is, you know, let's not necessarily try to have a one-size-fits-all brand that everything just sort of comes up under that umbrella. but that we would have a different brand for each different segment of the market and the different markets that we're trying to reach. And that's one way to diversify your assets. That might not necessarily mean that you need to develop those brands in-house. Sometimes the most efficient way to do that is to acquire new businesses and new brands from outside of your company that still match your company's culture, or that you at least agree on the essentials and that you, without totally, doing away with that culture that made that company or that brand so successful to begin with. And so to wrap up this unit on risk management, and there are going to be some other resources to go and dive into, but wrapping up the lecture here, I would also say regarding risk management, to fear not. So for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So it's not as if we are out there all alone in the marketplace trying to just survive, but that we are truly partnering with God in business, because this is His mission. This is His business. We are not the masters. We are not the leaders. We are simply the stewards and the managers of what He entrusts to us in the marketplace. And all we have to do is just be faithful with what He tells us to do, with the resources that He puts into our hands. And He will, it's really going to be His responsibility to protect us. And so we don't need to be fearful. We don't need to be timid, because that's not the kind of spirit. We've been given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And the Bible also tells us, there's the wrong reference there. It is not Isaiah 41 verse 10, but it's in Philippians actually. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that is my prayer for you. And may God continue to bless your business and help you to imitate Him and reveal that image to the world around you in the marketplace.